Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls around the whole wide world, welcome to another edition of The Last Drop. I am your godfather of whiskey. I'm JB.
And I am the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
Man, so the year's about to be done, Cody. It's almost over.
Shit, it's almost over, man.
That's crazy. Where the fuck did this year go?
Well, it went to all a bunch of reposados and,
a lot of reposados. That is true.
A lot of repos. A lot of fucking repos this year.
A lot of repos this year.
The year of the repo. Matter of fact, do I got any repos on my best of? Let me see. Hold on. Let me see if any
make it. I'll be shocked if you don't. I'll be real shocked. There got to be at least one on there, right?
I got, funny enough, I just put it on there. It is one. I swapped it out with something else. So there is one on there.
I'm going to have at least one. You can't go through the year episode without having at least one in your top 10.
That's, well, actually, what is number six? I think that was a repo. That's a repo. Okay, so I got to double check on that. I think that is a repo. That is a repo. So I got two on there right now. And possibly three because I don't want to say the name of it, but why am I blanking if that was a repo or not now? But I'm sure it was, or whatever. So I got, I got four. Take it back. I forgot that was a repo.
Oh, okay. I forgot that was a repo. Yeah, I figured you had to have at least bare minimum one. That would be nuts. If you have at least one.
One of them are in my top five. I'll say that. One is in my top five. The other are in the bottom or top or whatever you would call it, 6 to 10. So, I have two at least in there. So, I got about three. So, yeah, the top two is complete, people. It's completed. You will be getting that episode next week. Copying last year where we did our – usually we wrap the year up with our best and worst of, but then we decided to do a top five bottles of what we wanted. Plus, we're going to go back from last year last year and see if we collected all those bottles that we wanted or whatnot or whatever. I think I was I'm four out of five, unfortunately.
Yeah, I got to look back. I don't think I got shit. I mean, I got a fucking thing off that list.
You got a lot of beer on that list, though. So if I don't say it, you probably drank it all. or that. I think you had at least about – I remember you had three beers, and one was the Tres Cuatro y Cinco. And I'm sure you stuck Bourbon County on there.
I gotta look back. Maybe I didn't. I do remember I put Farstalk and Parabola there, and I still got in that bottle this year.
What was your five now? I think about it.
I gotta listen back. I honestly do not remember.
So that's why I wrote it down and checkmarked all my shit, which I did. The only one I couldn't fucking get, which I'll tell you when we do that episode. There's no spoiling that.
Keep up the suspense.
And the only reason why I couldn't get it is because it fucking sold out right when the show the show dropped. That shit sold the fuck out, and I ain't seen it back since.
Such is the way of these allocated bottles.
Yeah, because I went ahead and got the G4 and Extra Añejo. I got that, grabbed that, and the... Wait, was that even on the list? I don't remember now. All right, well, I got to look back at my goddamn list itself and stuff, so... But so we're doing again our best and worst of, top 10 best of, and top five through whatever the fuck you want to do on your worst of list. We don't really have any rules on that worst of list because
they're terrible.
Yeah,
they don't really quote unquote deserve rules because they're just that fucking bad.
I was just telling Cody, I was just like, dude, you can put them in whatever the fuck number you want. Yeah. It wouldn't matter. I don't think we argue.
We just have five choices. It's not necessarily one through five or five through one. It's just five picks. That's all.
I'm not going to sit here and argue with Cody. Negro, you wrong. Let me tell you why.
Hey, wait a minute.
I don't think that applies to this.
Nah, hell no. Can you imagine that shit?
Arguing with your
tail. Damn, like, bite him.
You drink this, motherfucker. You tell me now. Tell me that it ain't bad. I don't think that'll be an argument here on this show.
No.
I'd love to listen to the show, though, where two motherfuckers are arguing about what tastes
I'm worse. Sure there's a show out there somewhere where there's two motherfuckers arguing about, like, the worst, whatever the case may be.
The most you'll get out of that list right there is, ooh, I remember that.
Yeah, that's about it.
Or you might hear, wait, I forgot about that. Let me put
that. That too is like, or you'll get that, damn. You just remember how bad that was.
Oh, and then there's one more. I had that this year.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's right. that was bad. You know, surprisingly, I think three of them are from January.
There was a lot in January. There's one in particular. I know it's going to be on both of our lists. That, you know, I think that was January, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, we that had that.
January, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Like, Cody, January doesn't give a fuck.
Oh, January.
Didn't give a fuck.
I'm really glad we're switching it up this coming year, though, because I think we're probably running into less of that issue going forward.
Yes, I think so too as well. God, I'm looking at this top lore stuff list. I swear to God, I could put probably three more on this. I'll have a top eight most likely, or a seven or something like that, or whatever.
Yeah, you can't call them honorable mentions either, because it's nothing honorable about the motherfuckers.
No, it ain't honorable and nothing. No. I'll tell you what, now that you bring that up, I did not put an honorable mention list together, but I probably will for that best.
Yeah, I'll probably couple one together too.
Because it was a lot this year. It was
good stuff this year, man. It was a good year.
Good year. I might throw five in there for an honorable mention or whatever. One of these years, you're going to get a top 20. One of these years, you're going to get a top 20.
That's ambitious.
Yeah. Like it. Because if I can get five honorable mentions, I'm sure I could have edged in five more. Actually, I probably could do a 20 now if I wanted to, but I'll keep it at 10 for the purpose of the length of the show and stuff like that purposes. So we're going to wrap the year up with our, like I said, our top five bottles we want. I've already got four of those bottles. I want them really fucking bad. I want them so goddamn bad, like god awfully bad. I just got a confirmation that Tesoro Azteca Ambarana cask isn't coming out till March of next year.
March, okay.
So you already know that's on the list. Because I personally reached out to the owner or whatever and just said,
"Oh, hey, no kidding."
I said, when that dropping out? I said, because it was like, we thought November, but now we're pushing it back to March, like early March, I believe they said. I said, hey, that's perfect for me. I said, I don't give a damn when it comes, as long as it comes, you know? So that'll be the next 2 weeks. As I said last week, I believe, last week, we're going to do December a little bit differently, kind of keep it focused on our top 10 list mainly. You know, I always tell Cody, we always make those jokes about, time to get your shit in, you know,
get your picks in
or whatever, because that year is coming up. So I notice every year we do a little Black Friday tradition to go get, you know, a little bit of the county, you know.
That's right.
But we also buy other stuff, because if it's on sale, I'm going to buy it. Like, I got this Fortaleza for $45, dude. This is like, I don't want Fortaleza, but I got enough of it. But I mean, $45 is just like, I mean, I can't, you know, really turn that down or whatever and stuff. So, you know, you go out and get the Bourbon Counties and stuff like that, which I still haven't even tried this fucking thing yet. So,
you know, double barrel. Yeah, man, that shit went real quick. I was like, this close. I had that shit in the cart. And I look again, that shit vanished.
Damn.
I should have went to the goddamn store. Because it was right there. It was still in stock when I was about to get that shit on the website.
Was that the one in Culver City?
Culver City, yep.
I wonder if I doubt it now. I was going to say the one in Long Beach. I was like, I might stop by there.
I can't find that shit nowhere. It said out of stock. That's what they say, out of stock everywhere. So I don't know if that's true or not, but.
Well, we'll talk about that a little bit, because I did pick something up from them recently where it said out of stock, but they had just got a new shipment in or whatever and stuff. But yeah, that's the problem with the Bourbon County stuff. It usually goes within that weekend, that Friday. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Friday, especially the higher end variants, like the double barrel. Oh yeah.
I was shocked when I got there. It was 3-4
bottles. Yeah, you took that picture. I was like, oh shit, okay, fuck.
It was like midday maybe. It wasn't like it was early or nothing like that. Right. So I go out shopping for it early. And I think that was Saturday, if I'm not mistaken, too. It wasn't that Friday.
So what I'm about to say, that was not Friday?
It was Friday.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because
I did go around, because I went to like two stores that were having like little Black Friday deals. Got me a stag and shit for $100, so I couldn't pass that up. And then got some other stuff, and then I stopped at the Total Wine or whatever. So it was Friday. But yeah, it was like it had to have been like 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, whatever. It was still bought. They didn't even have the fucking price on it, dude. When I went into the register or whatever, they was like, oh, we got to go print out a price tag real quick. And I was just like, I think it's free. I was like, so you
just. I don't see no price tag on there. So yeah, that only mean one thing.
I mean, you printing it out, I was like, I'm no conspiracy theorist, but that just tells me you just fucked me. The lady was laughing.
He just marked this shit up in front of my face.
Yeah. That's some shit. The lady was laughing, but I was looking at her with dead like. I was looking at her dead set like, no,
this ain't funny. Yeah.
Ain't funny, yeah. I like free shit, so don't rank it up now. Come on now. So we're going to keep that first week of December, usually. We're going to keep that going forward. We're going to keep that as our Black Friday. Because I know we were calling it our Black Friday aftermath. I'm just going to call it Black Friday. I'll probably still call it Black Friday aftermath, actually, now that I think about it. We're just going to talk about some of the bottles we might have picked up, per se, and open up a little something. I opened up that Blanton store pick I picked up. It was a little 75 milliliter for $40, too, as well. It was a store pick. And it was not good.
you never know what you're going to get with blends. That's just the way it is with blends, man. You
it
never
was
know.
Not good. I don't know.
You never know.
I don't know if I just don't like blends or what it is, but it just was not good.
It could be a lot of things. All I know is blends is one of the most inconsistent pours on the planet.
Yeah, I got to say, when it comes to these single barrels, they just, I will give Knob Creek credit on their single barrels. They stay consistent as fuck compared to blends.
I've had one bad single barrel of Knob Creek. I've not had one.
Yeah, same. But Blanton's,
Blanton's, though. That's a whole other story.
Yeah. So you were only allowed to get like one bottle out of here, but the Blanton, you could get either the big bottle or the regular size bottle or the little miniature size bottle. Uh-huh. I just said, fuck that. Since I got here early, I was like, I'm walking out with two bottles. And I said, it's a 375 milliliter. It's a store pick. It's a $40. I was like, $80 for that. I was like, I'm walking out.
Low risk.
Yeah, it was a real risk, all right. Yeah, it turned into a risk. It just turned into a risk.
Yeah, it's fine. Hey, you've done worse in your
that's true.
Your alcohol tenure.
I thought you were going to say career. So, rather than
that too.
This is a career, yeah. Drinking, my liver fills it, yeah. All it does now is just takes up shelf space or whatever, but it's going to go away. Oh, don't you worry about that, because it's going right on the floor right there. I got a bunch of bottles on the floor sitting there of shit I don't want. Mm-hmm. There's some 1792 there. Somebody want to come pick that up? Hey, it got silent. Shit. It got silent as fuck. Whatever. I ain't hear nothing. It was like, it came out with a cognac finish. And here's a funny thing. I thought about it. I was just like, ooh. And then I said, then I saw that 7, 9, and 2. And I was like,
You don't want that.
Nah. I see some Henry McKenna right there. I see that regular ass G4 Reposado. I see a Buffalo Trace store pick. I see a LaFleur.
Yeah, there's some nice gifts over there.
They're all open, though, unfortunately.
Yeah. Oh, damn. Oh, never mind.
They're all open. The only thing that's not open is that Johnny Walker Game of Thrones edition.
Man, there might be some decent cocktail mixtures then.
Yeah, it definitely is.
Or cook some food in it.
Not in this drinking room. That's what fuck. That can go now. That shit can go. So, I forgot I had that Johnny Walker. It's just been sitting in the freezer for like years now, because that was the edition where if you stuck it in the freezer on the side of the bottle, it'd say winter is coming.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Someone gave it to me because they found it at Rouse for like $20. I said, God damn, Johnny Walker, $20 bottle. That's the only one that's not. Oh, well, I got three Henry McKenna bottles. Only one is open. So there's that. There's a Dalmore 12-year-old. I might keep that, though. Might keep that Dalmore. But yeah, there's a few. There's some, what the fuck is that called? The Cortezone tequila ones over there. There's two of those.
Oh, yeah, I remember those.
Yeah, they whatever. There's two of them. I think one's the Handy, the one that was aged in Thomas Handy, and I think the other one's, I don't know what the fuck it is. It might be Stag.
Yeah, all that shit tastes the same. I don't know why you can put
it does.
Bullshit tastes the same.
And you can find this shit everywhere now.
Oh, yeah, I know.
It used to be a rarity, you know. Like, I love how the price on that thing is all over the place too. You can find them for $49 to $89. You're just like, what?
You can kiss my black ass with that. $89, the fuck. $89, get the fuck out of here.
They just released one in Elmer T. Lee barrels, Weller 12, and
man, it's so sad. They get these like high end big hitters, heavy hitters in the whiskey community using their barrels and not doing a fucking thing with them.
Mainly Buffalo nothing. Trace, to be honest.
Doing nothing with
them. At this point, Buffalo Trace just buy Corazon, to be honest.
They probably do something with it, actually.
Yeah, just like Suntory did with Jim Beam.
Tastes exactly.
Miles better. Fucking better.
Such a disappointing fucking tequila, man.
Because I will praise Jim Beam right now on that Booker's 2025 release. That special reserve 2025 release, man, with that, it was aged in the El Tesoro.
Oh, that's the one you drink with Yoon. Was that the one?
Yeah.
Okay, one. That sounded crazy. Yeah, y'all both going nuts. So I did listen to that.
Yeah, I sucked that bottle in, dude. I'm still going crazy, but I'm actually scared because I can't find that motherfucker.
Yeah. Well, y'all were describing that. Seriously, that's crazy.
I will give Jim Beam shit on that, though. I don't even think there was any, like, compared to last year. Last year, like, even on the Black Friday deals, that's why I was going out on Black Friday last year because they had that bottle. I was like, yo, I can grab it. But this year's, I had to actually look it up to find it and shit, you know? And I got lucky with K&L. I was up in the middle of the night, and you know how K&L be secretly dropping shit while we be sleeping and shit.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yeah, it's 2 a.m. or something like that. And I got lucky and just pulled the purchase. Yeah. I said, oh,
doing those stealth drops.
Yeah. Waiting for the motherfuckers to wake up. Mm-hmm. Shit. I think I had just got home or something like that. It was late night. Maybe I was out eating or something like that. Mm-hmm. So that was just luck on my part because I was about to drop 219 on it at this one place. But other than that, I've seen it in three locations now. K&L had three bottles, which I was able to get one. There was a store in Diamond Bar, of all fucking places, that had it. they sold out. And then third place is Court. But Court charge, I think I saw it recently, whatever, it said five something. I was like, ooh.
Oof.
Ooh, that's a no, no.
New.
No. You could say, what's the bottle you'd be with on an island? Are you going to take one bottle? It'd be this, but I would not pay five something. I knew.
Hell no.
No. $250 at the highest for me. but yeah, that was Asian El Tesoro's Booker's 30th barrels and shit like that. That is insane right there.
That sounds fucking crazy.
I gotta fucking get that. And now, so you know what? Now I wish I would have drank it because now it really just pumped my head up as I gotta get the El Tesoro 85th anniversary bottle now. Well, we was already hyped about it, but now after drinking that and seeing what that tastes like or whatever, it's like, all right, I gotta taste that fucking tequila now. Because if that was aged in that barrel tasting like that, because I've never had a bourbon where you taste the agave influence on it.
Right, that's different.
It's usually the opposite. Like right, on the tequila, I taste the bourbon influence. Mm-hmm. Or whatever, but this, that was the first that ever. So yeah, man, if I want to give props out to a distillery this year, it's definitely Jim Beam, man. They've gotten better, dude, so much. Like, they've just gotten so much better.
Shout out to Jim Beam, man.
Yeah, Suntory, man. I got to tell you, I think me and you said it. I don't know how they're going to top it next year. I don't know what the fuck else you can do. I'd leave it alone.
Maybe that's what they should do. Yeah. Maybe.
But I'm curious to see what they would experiment with next. I don't know what else they got to do, but go ahead and try because I'd love it. But yeah, I don't know how many bottles of that shit is produced. It's got to be low because I just don't see it.
Got to be.
I don't see it at all anywhere. So, and K&L only had three. I ain't seen it come back since. So, but yeah, that definitely gets a shout out, Jim Beam. But Corazon, yeah, maybe Jim Beam needs to buy them too then. Actually, Jim Beam probably like, I don't want that shit. It's like, why would we go from El Tesoro to Corazon? Like,
yeah, that's true. We put it that way. Yeah,
it's like
backwards.
Yeah, El Tesoro is actually quality.
Yeah, quality exactly.
For Suntory, well, I guess Corazon, but still, it's always been quality. But that is
right.
It's like mediocre quality. You know, it's like, it's safe as fuck if you wanted to get someone in tequila.
It absolutely is safe. That's his biggest issue. My biggest issue with it. It just it does nothing. Mm-hmm. Like the presentation fools you motherfuckers, dude. Such a nice looking bottle. The presentation got that little coin on it and all that.
It looks like you get full bottles
a little bit.
Well, yeah, it's got like that shape with the long stem and stuff like that. Kind of like that. The font on it, love that shit. Oh man, the handwritten font and everything. Mm-hmm. Little bottle design label. Yeah, everything on it is perfect. But it is very much looks can be deceiving type of bottle.
Yep.
there.
Mediocre. That's the best way to describe it, in my opinion.
Yeah. But anyway, people, so that's the first week we're going to do is Black Friday. Second week of December, what we're going to do is I'm going to call it the last call. Basically, it's last call to get your shit in before.
Get your picks in. Get them in.
I don't give a damn how many drinks you open or whatever and stuff. Get them all in if you can or whatever and stuff, because that best and worst of list is right then and there or whatever. So get it in, get her done, whatever the hell you want to say. I'm not going to lie, I had a hard time because I was thinking about popping like 3 bottles, but then I was like, nah, I'm on my cleanse right now, so I'm going to keep it to 1.
There we go. Okay.
Yeah.
Keep like, manageable. I respect that.
I'm day 2 and I already started and I'm already feeling it in my gut. So, you know, mm-hmm. I was like, we're going to keep this at 1 because, yeah, we don't need any breaks in between here. But, so that's what we're going to do there. I know probably people are like, what about Armagnac, Cognac month or whatever and stuff? I think I'm just doing it while we do it, everything. I'll just blend it in with any other.
Yeah, put it in there. Yeah. Just pepper out throughout the year.
Yeah. Because it's not like we have a tequila month anymore anyway. We just have like a week. We do specialty months every now and then, like you saw this year with the high proof month and then the Reposado month or whatever and stuff. I think next year we are doing the Añejo and Extra Añejo.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I think because we were bitching about Añejos. So that is definitely the one we will be doing. It's funny enough, Corazon, Añejo.
We'll not be revisiting that one.
No.
Hell no.
It's so boring.
That is such a perfect way to describe it. It's boring as fuck.
So fucking boring.
Ugh.
Remember when I first tried that? It was so exciting. And then I actually started drinking better tequila. He's just like, ugh. You go back to that. He's just like,
yeah, you go. That's like, what the fuck is this? Yeah, like, what?
Why am I wasting my mouth?
Like, you can't even taste the barrel influence. Like, what's going on here?
No.
Like,
no. You don't taste shit at all. Like, no. Like Fortaleza, it's pretty funny. I'm looking at the Blanco right now. I taste more barrel influence. I don't even think this has barrel influence.
I don't think it's, yeah. it might be. No, I don't think it's finished any sort of barrels, no? Right?
Oh, yeah. It's not. So, I taste more barrel influence on this than I do on.
More complex flavors, which is insane because it's not even aging anything.
It's not aged as shit.
The fuck does that work?
That tells me that regular Corazon tequila is dog shit, then. If you drink that without
them. Exactly.
That's what that tells me. Because we've never had a regular Corazon on this show.
Mm-hmm. Shit probably tastes like diet water.
And they sell them, too. We've seen the bottle.
I'm staying far the fuck away from that shit.
Oh, yeah. You always see them on the bottom shelf, too. That's the funny part about it. There's always on the fucking bottom shelf.
You're telling me.
Yeah, it's like, they got the audacity to have a Blanco, too. It's just like, I wouldn't even fuck with that. Like, it probably ain't even enough to use as rubbing alcohol. That's how weak it is.
Hell no.
Yeah, it's funny because, Fortaleza, there's a bunch of other tequila. It's not barrel aged or anything. They have more barrelness to that than that.
Just more going for in general, which is inexcusable. You're fucking tequila aged in barrels. Like, come on, man.
It basically remind me of that Bourbon County Weller 12 I got from Chicago. Like, I don't even taste the fucking. Although that was much better, by the way. But
I would imagine so. Yeah.
You ain't even got to imagine.
Sort of the base Bourbon County there at least.
Exactly. Yeah. It's just using the name Weller 12, and when you don't even fucking taste the influence on it.
Right.
Okay. Same with them bottles, except they taste more watered down. All right. So. Cody, this will be like a somewhat of a mix and match week, I guess, or whatever, the get your shit in week.
Right.
Before we get into our top 10 next week, which I'm excited for. Can't wait. Always love doing that show because it makes us revisit and remember. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's been a year yet where Cody hasn't said, oh, shit, I forgot about that. Let me put that on.
Oh, yeah, that's going to happen. Yep. That's guaranteed to happen.
Signature.
I'm shocked by that anymore. Yep.
So that's your network stuff last year. You did that shit twice.
I'll probably do it again this year, too. Probably not as much because I pay more attention to it this year. But I'll probably miss one or two. I might miss one or two.
Look on his face like, oh, yeah. You get that list. You're going to get this. Shit. My favorite moment of that worst of this usually is Cody looking.
Huh. I'll go back to that exact moment I had to pour PTSD just kicks my ass.
You heard of old man Logan? That's old man Cody for you.
Yeah, old man. Yep, exactly.
I remember that 75 years ago. but Cody, what are we sipping on today?
All right.
Oh, that glass, friend. Dark as fuck, by the way.
Yeah. So I was gone for most of the month of December, as I'm sure y'all realize. And November. November. Sorry.
I had to look. I was like, it's already. Damn.
And usually in November, I always consider that that's the month of the Bourbon County. Obviously I had to, pull it up for the show. I thought, why not? We're doing, get our last picks in. Why not throw a little Bourbon County in there? So that's what I'm doing today.
Gotta show some Bourbon County love.
Specifically, this is the Cherries Jubilee.
Oh, shit. That's the one I got right here. Yeah.
I saw that. Yep. I saw that. I was like, yep. Yes, sir.
I have my bottle open right here. I'll join you.
Yeah, that'd be kind of fun. So this is obviously their Bourbon County, which is Imperial Barrel Aged Stout, aged bourbon barrels. This particular one is also finished in cognac barrels with my orange sea cherries, orange zest, panela, and natural flavors, as they say.
Still keeping that cognac love down here.
Mm-hmm. I'm actually very curious about this one. I don't know if I've had a Bourbon County that was finished in cognac barrels. Not sure about that.
They did a cherry release last year, so so they've done that.
I'm not sure if it was released aged in cognac barrels, however.
But also a cherry's jubilee cast. I've never done that because the one they did last year was just regular cherries. Cherry release.
Man, I got
really good actually.
This smells so fucking good. Like it smells like the Bourbon County you know I love, but man, with an influx of all this big cherry. Red fruit juiciness, man. Oh my goodness.
I don't know. You told me the chocolate one tastes better to you. No.
Oh, that praline, which is, I wasn't a big fan of that one. That one, I'll probably give it like a two.
Yeah.
I'll probably get that one too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was kind of disappointed by that one.
They could have dropped the prices on these motherfuckers a little bit.
Yeah. They're a little up there. It's about $30.
I did like that four pack, though.
Regular bourbon count. Nice. Oh my god,
nice.
Oh man, so fucking.
You still
good.
Got a shit ton of that now. You can go.
Oh yeah, yeah. I picked up on that too. I picked up another one of those.
I'm actually gonna go grab me a four pack tomorrow. Or something
yeah,
like that.
Man.
That caught me before even the double barrel one did. I was looking at that four pack. Like that four pack looked nice as shit. Whatever. It's a nice little. I won't say miniature size, but the sizes of them are
perfect.
Size. Yeah, like
perfect.
Great, dude.
Perfect size.
Man.
Oh, so fucking good too, man. They kill it. That's one thing Goose Island does best every fucking year, dude. You count enough for just the base Bourbon County every goddamn year. It is special.
What is up every with year. The chocolate one? You thought they would have knocked that one out of the park.
Yeah, you would think. But that praline one, I was like, it was just real thin to me. Like the finish, too, was just lacking, particularly for me.
I touched it because I was going to get the check. I was like, you can't fuck that up. Chocolate, it's already double, there's a barrel. Like, And if for some reason my Negro senses told me, grab it. I don't know what it was. You know, it triggered. My hair arm went up, whatever shit. I was like, I don't know what's going on here right now.
It's like what those Negro senses kick in.
It's like that little black dude on Dave Chappelle's show. He goes, hey, don't get that. That's 5 to 10 right there. That's what happened to me right there. I had to do this. I had to hit my arm. I was like, oh.
Yeah, got those black squeaking lines appearing above your head.
Yeah, I was looking like Miles Morales and shit when he saw Peter Parker and shit. They looked at it. Oh, shit. My eyes got diluted and shit. It was like the first time my alcohol Negro senses.
Everything became slow motion all of a sudden.
I could see things as slow. Like a fly went by me when I was a lady tripped holding and I caught her and shit and caught her like that. I don't know what happened here. and then a bottle ended up in my hand. And it wasn't web, it was a bottle, and it was a cherry. I don't even know how it happened. It just stuck to my hand. So I'm like, all right. I was like, I guess those Negro sources, they'd be alarming sometimes, whatever. I was kind of like Tom Holland a little bit. They didn't work for two movies, but it didn't work. Like,
Get just build up to it.
Yeah. kicked in because, you know, next week is our end, our Infinity Wars before our Endgame. So, you know.
Perfect timing.
That's finally when it yep. kicked in or whatever shit is when he was on that bus, you know. And just
they realized, oh, shit, Spider does have spider sense. I forgot about that.
About that spider sense thing or whatever shit. It's kind of a big deal of his power.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even more than the goddamn web car. But hey, hold up. That scene was shot well too, because all you see is the arm and just the hair. Just
that was great. I saw that shit in the trailer. I was like, yes,
yeah, finally,
yes, yes.
I think I said about goddamn time. Jesus Christ! I was waiting for them to build a robot since AI version of his spider.
I would have been mad as fuck if they would just pull some shit like that. Oh hell no!
At this point, this Spider Boy was so nerfed. At this point, I was just like, you might as well fucking just do that. At this point, I was like, right. But they did it perfectly. That was kind of like me. For 2 years of this show, the Negro senses wasn't working on the liquor, but for some reason, I don't know.
You had to grow into it.
Yeah, basically. I had to wait two movies.
Yeah, you had to earn those Negro senses.
I had a build on my back, and I kept. I said, "I'm the Godfather. I'm the Godfather. Come on, Godfather." Crying my ass. Come on, man. I had to earn them stripes, dude. Because, Cody, remember, if you're nothing without that suit, then if you're nothing without that glass in your hand, Cody, you don't deserve that glass.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying? Oh, shit.
Yeah. It just happens that way sometimes, people. So,
oh.
I'm not saying I'm a superhero or all superhero wear capes, but. And Negro senses make you feel it. Whew,
man, like, I can tell you what I'm feeling, man.
It's like Black Zorro when he was on that rooftop. And that game was
billowing. Billowing. That man mastered Negro senses many moons ago.
He
was born with that shit.
He's born. He is definitely Batman. He's up there. Yeah,
the way that cake was billowing, he's the man who knows his shit.
That, he went to Lucius Fox to get that cake. He took a glove and ran a current through it.
Microfiber flaps.
Yeah. And you know he got that Kevlon, so he got that Lucius Fox. Yeah. I need to find out who his tailor is. I need it in black. Yeah, for him, black. Best video of all time I've ever seen. That slow motion with his head lifting up. I was like, oh, shit, that really is the Dark Knight.
No, that man's serious. That's why I wasn't even laughing at it at first. I was like, oh, shit.
Oh, yeah. Shit. Yeah. The caption was, when that tequila hits, I was just like, I feel that way.
Yeah, actually, that's actually very true, actually. That's kind of what I feel like.
I've never seen a Cape Villa like that before or whatever. He might.
Some will say it's CGI, but it wasn't. That was his actual fucking cape.
It was long as shit too. Whatever. Mm-hmm. Like Superman, eat your heart out, baby. Like it was
seriously.
Yeah, like
flapping.
New Superman said, "Keep your eyes on me." Yeah, that's the El Blacko there. He said, "Hey, keep it on that cape." I think his name is Topo Chico. I forgot his name, but
I don't think it was El Blacko. Pretty sure it wasn't El Black.
Oh, definitely. It could have been his code name. You never know. I know he gets invited to Kids and Heroes and shit or whatever, stuff like that.
So oh, yeah.
He's probably wearing that outfit. Oh, shit. Black is that glass in your hand.
Darkness.
It consumes you.
Oh, man. So, this nose, man. This is spectacular. It's literally the bourbon can, you know, I love. Just pour a shit ton of just fresh cherry juice in that. And you get a little bit of that cognac action too. Mm. Chocolate, a little vanilla.
Did you have you had last year's cherry one, right?
Oh, I don't recall. Did I have last year's cherry one?
I had
a variant. I don't know if it was a cherry one though.
I had the cherry one last year. But I haven't opened this one, so I can't. I probably don't even remember the comparison. I'm assuming this one is way more complex than that one was. That one kind of reminded me of the banana one, except I could actually taste the cherries on that one. But it wasn't as heavy on the finish part as far as how you're saying what this one is. I forgot which ones got released yet. It was a cherry one and another one, actually.
Oh, the was last year the Backyard? Was that last year?
The Backyard
the year before. Yeah, okay, backyard. That was the one I had then, which I think had cherry in it.
Okay.
One if I'm not mistaken.
Like, yeah. And there was one that was just flat out cherry one.
Okay, maybe that's not the one then. Okay, I'm getting my shit mixed up. Anyway, I'll figure that out later. Anyway.
I can look it up.
Yeah, please do.
I will Google that. Let's see.
Oh, man. Yeah, this nose gets the last drop. This nose is amazing. I mean, you know, like cocoa powder notes. I'm about to go for the taste right now.
I bet I could find last year's at my store, Long Beach U.S. Liquor. They always got like a few of them in there.
Yeah, they're still selling that Backyard Stouts too. I still see that.
Mm-hmm.
If that is, yeah.
I don't see that. You know, get the fuck out of here, BevMo.
Oh.
BevMo have a 3-pack of 2019?
Really? Is that shit? No, ain't no way. $52? That's a nice great little, price, too.
Nice little box, too, as well. Yeah, that's
I'll buy that shit in a heartbeat.
That's a damn good price, dude, because we paid $25 for this one. $24.99, I believe, whatever. So, yeah, 3-pack. Damn, is this really about to get me in to go to a BevMo?
Oh, man. Now, this is what I want when you think about Bourbon County variants. This is exactly what the fuck I'm talking about. Because
it's 2017, 18, and 19.
Oh, shit. They still selling that there?
I'm about to
which exact BevMo is that?
I'm about to put my address in because it's asking you to put that shit in or whatever. I don't know why.
Is this going to be like one of those situations where, oh, sorry, out of stock.
Unavailable.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I already know that's too good to be true.
Eat a dick, BevMo. Damn. Ain't that a bitch.
Man, dude. This is such a luxurious pour. Dude, that mouthfeel is so silky smooth, dude. Oh, my God. That is great. Like, I'm getting that chocolate, getting that barrel character. Man, but that cherry action. I love the way they incorporate it, too, because it's not too in your face. It mixes well with the existing stout. Oh, my God, that melts together so well.
The Backyard Star was 2023. You're right.
Okay.
And that was with the Eagle Rare and the Angel's Envy one.
Oh, okay. Okay. Gotcha.
The fuck is that? Was last year Bardstown? Yeah, it was Bardstown.
Bardstown.
Yeah, that was the cast finished out one.
Okay. I don't know how I forgot about that.
I don't know how I forgot about that one either.
Bardstown.
Did we try that? Yeah, I love it. Did we try that? I don't
know. I don't recall.
I don't remember the label, that green one. I don't remember.
No, I didn't try that one. No, because I would remember that. No, I didn't try that one.
Yeah. Damn, I fucked up. Oh, my God. That sounds delicious, actually. Damn, I'm pissed now.
Now I do kind of remember there being a Bardstown one, now that you bring it up. That does kind of ring a bell. But yeah, I don't know why I never hopped on that.
Yeah, now I'm curious, which ones did you get last year?
Yeah, something with cherry in it. I do remember cherry something.
Yeah, because I think last year was like a bunch of cherry releases and shit. I don't know why it's not giving me 2024. It's giving me every goddamn year but 2024 and shit. Was that goddamn limited or something? Or that rare?
Maybe. Or maybe they just want us to forget.
Maybe, yeah. But I remember it was a bunch of cherry one. Oh, wait, hold on. I think I found it. That's just their regular shit. Yeah. I cannot find whatever came out last year.
Damn.
It goes right to 2025 and 2023. It just skips over. Did they not release something?
That's crazy. Yeah, I don't know what's up with that.
Okay, so yeah, I found it. It's the first one was the Cherry Cask Finished Stout. Why did I have to scroll so fucking far to find this shit? The Cherry Cask Finished Stout. I remember that one because I remember trying that shit because I was like, I like cherries and stuff. But there was a few that came out. I don't know why it's so fucking hard to find it. The brand original stout. Oh, that's what it was. Okay. It was the brand cast finished stout, which was in toasted cherry wood oak barrels. I don't think we tried that either, then.
Yeah, what variant did I try last year?
Definitely didn't see this motherfucker. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good Lord. Did we sleep?
Okay. I guess so. Shit.
You remember the brand rare stout, man? That's a nice ass bottle and box. What the?
Time travel? I do know, however, a lot of those are like Chicago exclusive only. Yeah. You can go to the actual release. That's probably where most of those came from, I would assume. Then
there was the vanilla rye stout.
Vanilla rye. That one I do remember. Vanilla rye. Yep.
Oh, maybe this is the one you had. The macaroon stout.
Macaroon. There you go. Macaroon. There we go.
I remember you talked about
that. There we go. Macaroon. Yeah. There we go.
It was the macaroon. Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. So they had a barley wine, was the proprietor. The macaroon, vanilla rye, the rare, the cast finish, and the original. Okay.
Macaroon. There we go.
I knew you were talking about one of them, goddammit. I was just like,
there we go.
All right.
Okay. Yeah, I remember that one being okay because I don't remember a whole lot about it. So that tells you how I felt about it. But
yeah, you wasn't too blown away by it. I remember it.
This one though, man, this is ideal. This is what I want in a variant Bourbon County right here, dude. I again like that nice tartness, a touch of sweetness from the cognac barrels. Mm-hmm. Oh my god, dude!
I hate that. Get on the phone and go outside. Jesus Christ!
You hear your whole goddamn conversation. Yeah, dude, stop it.
Go inside.
You know what? One of my biggest pet peeves is. When in this world we're living in with wireless headphones and Bluetooth, people still, for whatever fucking reason, decide to be loud on the goddamn speakerphone in a public area.
That shit bothers the fuck out of me.
It could be like the smallest enclosed space, too. Everybody hear the entire fucking conversation. Zero fucks given. I cannot stand that.
I thought me and you hated it. I think my barber hates it more. He kicked.
I cannot stand that shit. I see that so fucking much.
Every time, the fuck. I mean, you live in a big ass complex.
Dude, so I'm sure it's so bad. I remember we were coming back from Greece. This was a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. I went to the restroom. There was a motherfucker in the urinal, 2 urinals away from me, on his fucking phone in the bathroom on speaker.
I'm at the airport, and I was at the little restaurant, whatever. Was it? No, San Francisco airport. Little restaurant. You know, it's not like a patio style, but you can sit by the outside walkway, whatever type deal, right? Motherfucker leans on the wall next to it on speakerphone on his phone. I'm just looking at him like,
brother, wait, what are we doing here?
I don't want to hear your fucking
conversation. No, bro. I don't want to hear it, and I don't give a fuck.
No, that's another thing, too. Like, I guess people just don't want to be private anymore.
I guess not, which is beyond me. That's fucking shocking.
Which is funny, because that's all we talk about is our
private. Yes.
Dude. Like, shut up. I'm with you. I just can't fucking stand when people put their phone on speaker. I do not want to hear your fucking conversation.
Don't give a fuck. When don't my care. Phone Stop.
Rings, I'm in a public setting. I step outside. I'm not even
on. Thank you, because you have common fucking decency.
Fuck outside or whatever and shit. Even if I'm in.
How hard is that?
It's just, god damn. So, but they. It's even worse when they do it at your house or your apartment or whatever. Do it. My last apartment complex, everybody went on the fucking outside to do it. He's just like, these walls are thin, yo.
I know you got at least one pair of earphones. Don't tell me you don't. You got at least one.
I have some Amazon ones I keep in the car, Echo Buds, whatever. I have some. Obviously, I got a fucking ton in the house or whatever and shit. Yeah. I got some in my office drawer or whatever.
And even then, even if you don't have earphones, don't put that shit on speaker. Nobody's trying to hear that shit.
That's it. And talk loud as fuck. Neither. Bothers the shit out of me.
Lord. Goddamn.
Oh, okay.
Anyway.
Old man thing, I guess, but I don't give a fuck. It's like... Shit, get you some fucking headphones. They're cheap. Black Friday sale.
Cheap as fuck. You can find a pair of headphones probably like $5 tops, maybe even less than that.
Yeah.
Wired. Yeah. There's headphones everywhere. I don't want to hear that.
Yeah, there's nothing.
Fucking hear that?
Yeah.
I don't fucking hear that? Oh, man.
Damn, making me feel like a cranky bitch.
Man, dude, I keep getting notes from this. Dude, I'm getting like some honey now. I'm getting like some coffee in the background there. Mm. Some fig, granola.
Any barley wine in there, man?
Mm. No, not really. No. No. Dude, this is... Yeah. Wow. Okay. All right, Bourbon County. All right, Variant.
They had the makeup team from last year. That's why.
I guess so, man. And they made it in a massive way, in my estimation, dude. The nose is last drop, as I explained earlier. Very potent, very nuanced.
and the palate follows that to a T, and it actually gives you more in the nose. Because the more I drink this, the more notes I'm getting. I'm already a Bourbon County whore. I love Bourbon County. It's one of my favorite pours of all time. I love that line.
30th anniversary, yeah.
And so when you do that, and it's already as good as that, and you add a little bit of extra to it without taking away from the original base beer, oh, I'm in heaven. I'm in heaven, man. This is getting the last drop. I'm very happy with this, man. I think Guselli did a fantastic job with this variant right here. Killer variant.
Sure, you don't want to think about it a little bit longer, man. You sure it's not like a
no. It's been because I poured this like 10 minutes before we started recording, and I didn't take a sip until like 30 minutes of the show. So it's been open up for like about 40 minutes or so.
But it started off as a one in, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, actually, I can keep that motherfucker.
Oh, it worked its way up. Then. Oh, that's the big dog, man. Big time right there.
Oh man, no, this is spectacular.
Big time Bex right there.
Mm. That's great. That's good. Bravo. Bravo.
Opening that when my cleansing shit ends next.
Yeah, week. I think you're gonna dig it, my friend. I think you're gonna like this one.
I love me a good cherry. So
yeah. This is real nice too. The way it melds with the stout too, man. It's not overly cloying or not too cherry forward. Mm. Such a nice blend.
Damn. So you saying I should go get
not another. Too sweet either. There's a good amount of sweetness, but not too sweet.
Saying I should go get another one is what you're saying.
Good. Maybe. Actually, I should probably get another one.
I was looking forever for because when I grabbed my bottle, I wanted. I was looking around. I was like, "Where's the Bourbon County at? Why do they fucking always hide these goddamn bottles? Like, shit, just put it on the fucking front shelf." And I had to go all the way in the back where the regular beer is. I saw it on the shelf right in the middle. I said, "Oh, there it is." And I was like, "That shelf looking really small, but they only had like a few cherry left. Much more chocolate. So I guess probably people feeling the same way you did." So. With when it came to the chocolate one, and the four packs was still around too as well.
What I love about this one too, it's decadent, it's roasty, but it's also bright as well. I know that sounds weird, but that cherry adds so much to this, dude.
Oh yeah, that tropical flavor note that cherries bring, man. That's
I love those when you do mixtures like this, right? That contrast, dude, is so killer. Can't beat that.
I also think it's the year of the cherries too, because a lot of bottles didn't have a lot of cherries notes on them and stuff. But the cherries add so much complexity to such a pour.
Yes, it does.
Cherries are slept on fruit. If you ask me, they're really slept on fruit. There's a reason why they stick that shit on your sundae cone right after, baby.
Mm, or why they throw it in a lot of whiskey cocktails.
Yeah, you goddamn right. Yeah, that's the number one fruit that gets thrown in there. And I'm not talking about peels or nothing like that. Orange or whatever. It's a fucking cherry.
Cherry
brings that brightness out, but still keeps that dark in there as well.
Yeah, dude. Oh, so fucking good.
So I love cherries, but unfortunately they got too much goddamn sugar in it, so I'd be like backing off of them.
They do. Yeah, you motherfuckers caught up. Yeah.
I used to eat bags of them motherfuckers only to find out them shits ain't good.
Nah. Get your little handful, you good.
Yeah, just get a little handful, get a little cup of them.
Mm-hmm.
Drink it that way. So we're talking about Total Wine, and I got a bottle, newly released bottle that came out. First, I want to say shout out to Yayo too, though, for sending me that poster. I just ordered me a frame that should be coming today from Amazon, obviously, because I mean it's the best place to shop at when you don't want to fucking leave the house. I was so happy to rip it open or whatever. I didn't even stare at the box, but I saw it on the floor over there, and I just had to grab it, dude. It's got the same color as the fucking poster does or whatever. They painted the box and shit. Like, so.
Dude, that is probably the best combination of colors you can get.
That's so fucking cool or whatever. Like, I love the pink, orangey, bluish, powder blue, light blue.
And I should have known you got one of those posters. I know you're tight with Yayo. When I commented on the post, I'm like, I should have known.
Man, like, I was one of the only one. I shouldn't say only one. There was 20 bottles that they hand-painted. I was able to get one. I was, like, waiting for that shit. I told John, we was texting last night, and I said, I got to get another one. I don't want to open that one. He's like, he's asking me, he's like, did you try it yet? I was like, nah, can't open that. I said, first of all, Sergio Cruz, the man himself, signed it. I said, you signed it. I said, Sergio Cruz hit me up.
That's a legendary bot, especially given, I think Sergio Cruz is going to get even more notoriety after this fucking year.
And then he hand painted it himself too as well. So I was like, oh man, I can't open that ball. That's like
that's like special occasion.
Yeah. So that bottle's going on the shelf. Well, it's already on the shelf, but it's not. I got to get another bottle because I'm not going to open that one or whatever because that's too special. So, and plus being only one of the 20, there's only 20 bottles, those bottles, whatever. So it's like, oh yeah. So I just got to get another bottle per se. But so shout out to them and Sergio Cruz and John. It was cool hearing from Sergio, shooting me a little message and stuff like that. Because everybody knows I'm a big Sergio whore. I love Sergio Cruz.
Likewise.
I think everything he touches, I'm willing to give it an opportunity of a chance to drink it because
I mean he's given me at least this year some of my favorite, at least if not my favorite, the ones I like talking the most about. I would say as well.
He gave me the best nose I ever smelled on somewhere in Sereno, batch number 5. I went to that event, that one in Long Beach, and I was sniffing that glass, as I told on this show, for like the whole fucking event. I had an empty glass. I was just walking around sniffing, just going,
mm-hmm.
I was like, this shit smells good. I was like, man, oh, it's so good. And that was a blue wine and store pick too, as well, blue wine and spirit store pick. So that was just, oh, blows my mind. He introduced me to Lost Lore this year. Yeah, it was this year. Yeah, Lost Lore this year, which I fell in love with. So, yeah. But I went there, as we was talking about earlier, how they say, oh, it's not in stock. So a bottle got released, last week, by the time you listen to this. And I saw it. I didn't see it in person, but I saw it online. And I was just like, I'll wait. I don't want to pull the trigger on it. And then the next morning it sold out. And then I was like, I said, it's one of those. I said, all right, well, we ain't gonna do this. And it got like, it started hitting like high proof in Fullerton, sold out right away. I was like, oh boy. And I was like, I should have fucking pulled the trigger when it was $65. Cause I was like, now that shit's gonna shoot up like crazy. So I was able to go to Total Wine. They had it.
Nice.
$65 as well, but they sold out of it as well. So
damn.
I was in Ontario and, I don't even know how. Oh, I just looked up if there was a Total Wine nearby, and there was one in Rancho Cucamonga, I believe. And I just hit them up. I just said, "You guys got this bottle, whatever." They said, "Yeah, we're getting we don't have it, but we're getting ours tomorrow," which was Friday, I believe. And I was just like, "For sure, I'll be in the area anyway." So I was like, "Yeah, I'll drive down there." So I went down there. They literally had just got it when I got there. They told me it was going to be there at 9:00. I think I got there like at noon or something like that. And it was still in the fucking box and shit on the little fucking dolly that they pushed to put it on the shelves and shit. I was looking at that box. I was just like, here it is right there. So, and that is the newly released Willett 4-year-old cash strength bourbon.
Nice.
So, yeah, I was able to – everybody knows Willetts are expensive. So, stupid me for waiting because – it was at 65. I should have pulled the trigger then because you know how fast these Willets
shoot. Yeah, that's no brainer. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm personally not a fan of the bourbon on Willett side. I'm more of their rye. I like their ryes better than their bourbons.
Yeah, I've said that before. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know if I still hold that, but when I went to the distillery years ago, I fell in love with their ryes a lot more, which I have the 4-year-old rye right here. So once you see that purple top, that's when everybody loses their fucking minds or whatever, because they see that purple top and they go like, oh, I got to buy it. Bottles are beautiful. They are absolutely.
I love the labels.
The labels are just absolutely gorgeous.
Love the labels.
Love that. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
The rye is 112. This one's 125 because this is a cash strength, obviously. I love that rye. That is one of my go-to signature ryes. So got it for $65. I should have bought 2. Don't know why I didn't, but I think the reason why is because I got the Bourbon County too. So I was just like, yeah, that's good enough. Because it's just selling out really fast. This was aged in hand select white oak barrels for 4 years, bottled at cash strength. It's funny because every time I ask somebody in Total Wine if they had it, they just kept saying, "Will it?" They go look it up. Oh, the cash strength, right? And I just said, "What's the fucking difference? It's 4-year-old bourbon, dude. Jesus Christ." So. This is probably the second bourbon Willett I've had on this show. I think I had a 5-year-old 2 years ago, if I'm not mistaken. I usually stick with the rye. But for $65, and it was brand new, just came out, something new.
Cash strength.
Yeah. Especially from a good brand, even though I'm not too huge on their bourbons, whatever. Whatnot, though. I'd rather get it at $65 before that shit shoots up to $1.
Goddamn right.
which I've already seen. I think online you could find it for like 100 and something.
Oh, sure.
Whatever. And everybody knows because they had two of the other Willets there. I think they had a 11-year-old and a 9-year-old. I can't remember now. And they were like 500 plus each on both of them. Willets are fucking expensive. If you don't get the 4-year-old, the 4-year-old rye, which you'll find everywhere for like 60, 70 bucks. I noticed Total Wine starting to sell the 3-year-old in miniature size too for 10 bucks. So grab one of those because you don't really see the full size 750 bottles of those anymore. I grabbed like two of them. I got like two miniatures because I don't see those bottles anymore. So you definitely get that cash drink right when I first opened it. By the way, synthetic cork too. Can't go wrong with that. Design is like you said. Oh, speaking of Yayo, a shipment just shipped out for you. It must be the Agave Vice t-shirt that they sent.
Hell yeah.
I was like, the poster, shirt, and bottle? I was like, man, yeah. Shit, give me a keychain. Give me anything now. Shit, anything with that design on it. That his lovely wife designed, by the way. I just want to put that out there. She is so fucking talented and artistic when it comes
to artwork is dope.
Her work is just fucking dope as hell. First thing that sticks to out is like this. There's this vanilla custard flavored on the nose there. Smells nice. Nothing really blowing my mind or whatever, anything like that, but it smells really nice or whatever. You could get like some toastiness in there as well too, like a toasted oak. A little hint of baking spices as well.
Hmm. Now let me ask you this question. I know like the 3-4 year range, that's like quote unquote young for bourbons.
Yeah.
In your estimation, do you think that matters per se, or like have you tried any younger bourbons, Willet or otherwise, that have been better to like say like a 15-year-old or like a 20?
Oh yeah,
year old bourbon.
Yeah, especially over 15-year-old. Because I don't really care for Knob Creek 15 that much.
Right.
I don't like Knob Creek 15 that much at all, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like a lot of 15-year-olds, to be honest. So
right.
Oh, and I don't like 15-year-old bottles neither.
Mm-hmm.
But fuck them kids though. So yeah, I see a 15-year-old. I just want to shove his little ass. He's like, he's like, yeah, get away,
little shit,
get away from me. But yeah, no, because like usually the average you'll see on a bourbon is usually around, but 4 is pretty common these days.
Whatever. 4 is common, okay.
4 is pretty common. Most common though, back in the day used to be like 7-8 year.
Seven. Okay, that's kind of what I thought. Yeah,
that was more of the non-age stated by the Nas bottles. Usually, they usually range in the 7-8 year range or whatever. You'll get some that'd be like in the 4 to 6 as well too. Now you'll see way more bottles that are aged in the 4-year-old. I gotta say that brown sugar does smell really nice though. I like that little hint of brown sugar there.
Ooh, okay, a little brown sugar action. We like that.
A little.
I do like that color too. That's a nice color on there.
Color is beautiful.
It's a very nice color.
That I gotta tell you, that purple. I see why people go crazy with that.
Yeah, that bottle's gorgeous. I love the presentation on that.
The presentation is probably one of the best.
Because like it's elegant, but at the same time, it's also simple.
Yeah, it looked like a family crest symbol and shit. You know?
Yeah, yeah, it almost looks like homegrown, homemade. That's what it kind of looks like.
Look like some Assassin's Creed shit. You know, it's like waiting.
It was cool. It looks very cool.
Waiting for the Templars to talk about inject yourself into this real quick.
Yeah, that's like some sort of like crest or something like that.
Yeah, looks beautiful. Looks very beautiful there. So, there's some hints of cherry in this too as well. There are little hints of cherry. I get that orange peel too as well. A lot of brightness there too as well. A lot of brightness. There's actually some depth there. All right, the nose is winning me over here. I gotta tell you,
okay,
it's getting better here. All right, let's go ahead and get that sip now because
I'm very curious about this.
Yeah. Now, when I say I don't really care for the Willet bourbons, or whatever, it's just because I like their ryes more. I think their ryes are just
right. You're not saying they're bad per se. You like the ryes more.
I'm curious to see what a cask drink thing would take.
Oh, their cask drink. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Hmm. You definitely taste that fucking cash right away.
Yeah. Okay. So you're getting that heat? Okay.
Yeah, you get that heat right on that finish.
All right, okay. I was going to say, that's a big-ass proof. You said, like, 125 proof?
Yeah, correct? 125, 60.
Yeah, okay.
You taste all that. Okay, that shit lingering like a motherfucker. Yeah. You taste every bit of that. That shit hitting the stomach now. It is in there deep. Damn, hold up. Man, okay, that cash string hits. That ain't bullshitting you when it says cash string. It's long.
That's what you want.
I know I'm skipping ahead over here. We're getting right to the fan. It's warm as hell.
Ain't no rules here.
Hell no. There's this lingering, like, sweet oakiness in there. With this little, there's like subtle peppery hits there or whatever as well too. But it's warm as hell too. It's like a campfire in your fucking throat. I will say on the palate too, it's very rich. Very, that brown sugar kicks in as well too. But nice. That hint of cherry I was getting now, it tastes like more like dark cherries.
Oh, okay.
Dark cherries, yeah. Ooh. There's a little like darkness to this, whatever, as far as like, okay. Like toasty, right. Charred wood toastiness goes along with the cherries as well too.
I like what I'm hearing so far.
Yeah, so far it's good. It's not really like blowing my mind, I would say.
Right. But I do like what I'm hearing, though.
Yeah. It tastes really good, I'll say that. But it's not really, I would tell anyone to rush out and grab.
Right. My next, I'll ask this next question after you're done. Give me your thoughts.
Yes, there it is. Yeah, on the palate, it's like that vanilla custardness or like a vanilla bean type thing.
Ooh, okay. You speak my language right there. Let me some vanilla bean ice cream.
Yeah, vanilla bean there. Because it has like a little hint of, it's like a little subtleness of creaminess on that palate, which is crazy because it's like really dry on the finish. It's dry and warm. Very, very dark fruit heavy, though. Very dark fruit.
Speaking my language, my friend.
It
sounded very Cody friendly.
Ain't no tropicalness on this at all. I ain't tropical my ass. It said, nah, get your ass inside. Or light that campfire.
Sounds like it's perfect for the season, too.
Actually, yeah, fits for the season as well. That's probably why it came out now, which came out of nowhere, too. I was kind of thrown away by that when I first saw it, and I was just like, wait a minute, what is this? They finally released a 4-year-old bourbon and it's 65. I was like, oh shit. I think together with tax was like $70, whatever. So, you know, you get a purple top, will it?
That's all that. It's like 65. What you're tasting right now, this seems pretty fair, right?
Yeah, I'd say so. It's very satisfying. I'll say that. It is very, because it has this like satisfying balance between sweet and spicy, and there's a little bit of that sweetness like on the front end and where the spicy is like kind of like peppered in without whatever, so like I enjoy that. Once again, not really blowing my mind, not telling people to rush out and get this one. But it tastes really good though, so honestly I would dial that strength down a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, I think
that's a little too hot.
It's a little hot, too hot. I would dial that back in, kind of focus more on those flavor notes I was getting.
Okay.
Because I do feel like those flavor notes are like being kind of, if I wasn't reviewing this and I was just sipping this, I probably wouldn't be thinking about it. But since I'm reviewing it, I'm thinking about it, you know. It's kind of like when you see a movie, reviewing a music or anything like that, you're kind of like focusing on it harder. And what I'm doing right now, drinking it, focusing on it harder. If I was drinking it regularly, we're at a bottle share or whatever and stuff, I'd be like, oh, okay, solid and stuff. But overanalyzing it right now, I would dial back the heat on this. And I've had stronger than this where you can still taste it. Like Booker's is one of them, whatever. Like stronger than this. Matter of fact, what is that proof? Oh, it's the same. Down. It's 1 point down. It's 124. So, yeah, that's the thing. Like, it's crazy because that's 124. This is 125. And I still get that agave essence. It's got like that baby Booker's 30 on that. This one, you get those fruit and all those other notes I've talked about, whatever. But I feel like the cash string dominates everything else on it. And that's where my problem lies with that.
So prove a little too much. Okay. Yeah,
probably drop it down 5 to 7. Go 117 maybe. That's still a pretty good amount. We're 117, 118, whenever sticking that range.
Sounds whatever. Good to me, yeah.
Because the heat is just, even talking to you before I even just took that last sip, I can still feel that heat on my tongue instead of the flavor.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, that's one thing about heat, too. I do love me some good heat. Don't get me wrong. I love some heat. But sometimes I want to speak for you, but it seems like the heat is taking a bit too much away from everything else that's going on.
Yeah. It's got a lot of good
which is notes. Unfortunate. Yeah, 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 right, exactly.
A lot of great notes there.
But it seems like those could be more pronounced with less heat.
That's why I think y'all would dial back a little bit. Like, I don't think you need it there. I appreciate it there. Also, too, I wish it would have been more in the way of not balanced all the way around. Keep the heat more on the finish compared to the palate.
Okay. Okay. No, I agree with that. Okay. That's also why I prefer my heat. Like, yeah, finish, chest, all that. That's great. Oh, like right in the middle of, I don't want that.
Yeah. It was like, as I said, I could still feel it on my tongue after even talking, you know, I'm just like, what happened to the vanilla bean and the dark cherry and stuff like that? Like, you get that instant taste of it when you sip it, but the lingering effect of those tastes, it's just not there. There's no linger at all, whatever. It's just the heat of it, whatever. So that kind of keeps it from being a little great there. And I know some people probably – I've heard some people say because I remember some people at the store actually when I was buying it, they were just like, oh, yeah, it's cool. It's whatever, you know. It's funny because nobody will ever admit it, but I think we're kind of the whiskey community are in the same. The rye are better than the bourbon, but I don't think you'll ever hear that out loudly said or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But you always get that consensus of it when they say, you know, comparing or whatever. Solid, $65-$70 or whatever. Don't pay no more than that, but I'm glad some people were just like, and it sold out.
That seems like the right price from what I'm hearing. Yeah.
Yeah. Same price as the rye. Mm-hmm. Price is the ride. I don't know, even go no higher than that. I'm sure because it's selling out, it'll shoot the fuck up like crazy, whatever. Somebody will put it on their top 10 list or something like that, make it whiskey of the year, and then it'll fuck the price up on it or whatever, you know. But yeah, I would dial back the heat on it. See, I even still taste it too right now. Yeah, that's a shame because I really did like that vanilla custard, vanilla bean type flavor going there and that charcoal toastiness that it had with the dark cherries. But it's instantly gone too, as well. So I was at a 3.5 with it. I think I might go to a 3.
Okay. Yeah, that's a very good rating.
Yeah, I think I'll stick with a
3. Very good rating. All right.
Really good instant gratification. I guess that's
a solid ass recommendation right there. If you ask me.
That's the best thing I can say. It's instant gratification. You get everything right what you want right off the bat. The lingering, though, if you're looking for something that's more like heavy, I mean, I wouldn't tell you to go cash strength anyway, to be honest, whatever and shit. But like, you know, there are, not to say that they're not, because there's a lot of cash drinks out there where this ain't a cash drink, but it's uncut, unfiltered Booker's right here, or whatever. So, you know, kind of the same shit, really. And damn near the same proof, just one point away. That one has a lot of fucking flavor that you still taste and lingers around compared to this, where. And I appreciate them for their focus on the cask strength because a lot of people just slap that shit on the bottle now and they don't even give you any remembrance of a cask strength. But I think there's just a better way of doing it. I know that this is their way of doing it and shout out to them for doing it that way, but I prefer something with a little bit more flavor profile over heat profile. I like it on the finish though. I like that. That right there is solid. That's probably one of the better cask strengths I had this year on the finish. And you don't even taste that age. That's Cody was answer Cody's question earlier. You don't even taste that age statement. That's young as fuck, but tastes like it's 8 year old to me. So, because it's got a little bit of depth on it or whatever and stuff. So, yeah, I'll give it a 3. I would have kept it at the 3.5. Had those fruit point notes lingered a little bit, but they just not even there anymore. Yeah, like you barely just get like the hints of the pepper maybe on the back end, but that's about it usually. So solid pour, mainly like an everyday pour though. Nothing too special out there. Really solid though. Good stuff from Willett. I mean, they always make good products out there, except for that pot still. Who gives a fuck about that thing? I know that they sell that motherfucker in Target and everywhere else to get rid of it, but like, it's like nobody wants that. They want purple.
Good old pop still.
I want that purple stuff.
That perp.
Which, by the way, I did rewatch that commercial that Dave Chappelle told me to rewatch, and that black kid straight up is staring at that fucking dude. I was just like, God.
Oh, yeah. Blatant as fuck.
Yeah, it's blatant as shit. Like blatant. He's straight up, like, he's just like, yeah, that kid basically told him, I got this purple stuff and some cellulite. And, like, I was staring at that black kid right on the left side. That motherfucker eyes would not leave purple stuff.
Yeah, that was the early 90s when that commercial came out, right? Right, shameless as fuck. Yeah, I didn't give a fuck with that. Yeah.
I like all the other kids. They knew where to look. But that one black kid, because all he sees is his eyes, his face, whatever, and shit. He just...
locked in.
Sugar, water, purple. He knew there was something in there. He's like, somebody made that homemade, baby.
Damn.
He said he probably put a lot of sugar in that shit. Probably less sugar still than that Sunny Light has, by the way. I just want to put that
out there. Yeah, probably. Probably, actually.
That's how they feel about the Willet. Instead of that pot still, they want that purple stuff, baby.
That purple stuff, yes.
That purple stuff. They'll pass that green stuff sometime, too. Get that purple stuff. That purple shit.
Oh, rare. Yeah.
That purple shit rare. I can't afford that purple shit. They can keep that shit. But yeah. But, yeah, I'll keep it at a solid 3. I'm actually really enjoying that finish on the stomach-wise, whatever.
Nice.
But I just wish all those flavor notes were still there, and they're not. They're just absentee. So, that's probably, well, that on my radar, one of the last new bottles of the year that got released. This literally just came out last week. And funny enough, Cody's just came out 2 weeks ago. So
that's right. Yeah.
About 2 weeks ago. Yep. So
last call indeed.
Last call indeed, whatever. Will these make our best of list?
We'll see.
You never know.
We'll see. Maybe with me. Yours probably not. Probably mine. We'll see.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be replacing anything. Yes, Cody. Yeah, I don't think so. Yeah. Sorry, Willie. I don't think you. No.
I definitely don't see that.
No, I have another Willie purple top 8-year-old. The one that's all black. I had bottles. This tastes way better than that. I can tell you that right now. That shit.
Okay.
Shit. I reviewed it, compared it to a Maker's Mark because it's a weeded bourbon. That Maker's Mark whoops his ass or whatever.
Okay.
Shit. Especially because that bottle is $200. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know how I got two. I got lucky, I guess, or whatever. I got two.
Damn. Okay.
That's right, because I'm going to trade one for a Maker's Mark Cellar Age bottle. That's right. But the other one, I reviewed it on a solo show, and I compared it to a regular Maker's Mark, the Heart Release 2024, I believe, and I thought the Maker's Mark was better, and that bottle's only $60, so
there you go.
Yeah. This is way better than that one. It's staring right at me right now. It's right next to that stag in that cabinet over there. I'm just looking at it right now. It's just like, and it's saying, bitch, drink me. It's like, why? Nah. And my comment to it is, why are you in the front? Yeah, that's a little weird, because you ain't getting touched ever. I don't think I've touched that bottle since, whatever, other than putting it in that cabinet. So, yeah, I have no interest for it. I see it, and I kind of just go,
Damn. That's unfortunate.
A lot of people are like that, too, because that thing just sits. Funny enough, it's hard to find, whatever, but when you find it, it's still at the same fucking price. I know K&L might have got it.
That's the worst. Spend all this high-end money for this lackluster pour.
That bottle's beautiful. But
yeah,
that bottle's perfect, actually. That black and gold with that purple top or whatever and shit, that bottle's beautiful. Yeah.
If only the juice matched.
Yeah, that juice is like I think I gave it a 2.
Nah, yeah, I ain't gonna cut it.
Yeah, not for $200.
$200? Nah, hell no.
I think it's $250 to $229.
No, I can kiss my ass. No. Yeah.
Mind you, I got this Booker's for $150 right here. So. Way better.
Yeah, you can definitely fuck off. that Booker sounds legendary. Yeah. That other shit, no.
That was not legendary. That was legendarily bad. Yeah.
Legendary waste some money. Yeah.
Oh yeah, that too as well. Yeah. that definitely was. I forgot what I think I paid $170 for it, but still. I mean,
that's too much. Before you described it, this thing's way too fucking much.
Yeah. I wish you could have just dropped the $70 or dropped the $100, whichever one.
Or that too, yeah.
But that's it, folks. We're going to get out of here. That is the last call.
That is the last call. I think we got some good last calls in. Pretty successful last call options here.
Probably to end this fucking fasting of mine now so I can drink this goddamn Bourbon County now.
Drink, bitch.
Yeah, drink. It's my beer. Drink it, motherfucker. Yes, you deserve to die. Get out. Burn in hell. I'll tell you what. Never wanted a Samuel Adams until then, so worked for me. Yeah, shit. I'll tell you what. Never wanted to try Michelob Ultra until I saw that Billy Bob Thornton. And he was like, "Yeah, that was a great ad." So yeah,
that was a fantastic ad. I'll give him that.
Yeah, I think it's on that new show of his on is that Paramount?
Oh, Paramount. Yeah. Right.
Long Walk. Oh, I forgot the name of it. I just
saw it's called. But I do know of the show though.
I hear he's like that throughout the whole show. So I was like, "Damn." I'd like to watch that.
Yeah, I'm going to check that out. Yeah,
because that's actually really fucking cool. He gave a great ad for Michelob Ultra.
Mm-hmm.
He said, drink 4 whiskeys and tell me how you feel.
I was singing and drunk all this shit. What the fuck are you worried about? Basically a non-alcoholic beer.
He's like, you want anything else? He's like, no, I'm off the drinking now. He's like, you're drinking beer, though. He's like, it's a Michelob Ultra. He said it. He was like, it's a Michelob Ultra. Like, fuck are you talking about? I'm drinking alcohol. Yeah. That was perfect, actually. And you should just do that with every bad drink ever.
Actually, yeah.
The funny thing is, you could see the negativity in his face as he said it, too. Just like, I don't even want to drink this shit. Like, what? If I'm going to give up drinking and I got to drink, I will drink this because it's not real alcohol.
Right. Like, I want to drink something.
That's what makes that so genius or whatever. It's like you have to be an alcoholic to get it, folks.
Yeah. That's true.
That was brilliant. His line delivery, the writing on it, perfect or whatever.
That was actually very well done.
Understood it right away. He shitted on Michelob Ultra and promoted it at the same time.
Mm-hmm. You know, dumbass Michelob, they're like, oh yeah, this is great publicity. Like, maybe and maybe not. I don't know.
I kind of
a little bit of both
beer company, to be honest. Until that, I was like, oh yeah, that is a beer. Oh yeah,
yeah.
It was hot at one time. What happened? Yeah, Coors just came in and fucked their world up. Huh?
It really did.
And Coors tastes like shit too. So
yes, it does. But they got that Blue Mountains though.
They got that Blue Mountains. Someone took a photo of them looking out of a window, and all you see was the mountains. And they zoomed the camera, and it was their fucking truck over there. I was like, oh man, bane of my existence. I see that
Coors Light.
Every friend event I go to, they love that fucking Coors Light.
Good old Coors.
So we're gonna get out of here, people. We'll be back next week for our best and worst of the 2025.
Oh, that's gonna be fun.
Yep. As I look at my list, yeah, Willett, sorry.
Hijinks shall ensue.
Yeah, Willett, I'm sorry. You didn't make the cut. You're just not going to get on that.
All right, I already knew. Yeah, that was going to get it. Yeah, 3. No.
Hey. Never know, though.
Nah, I know.
Don't bullshit, JV. We know. Hey, man. Stranger things have happened. Nah. Cody's like, you got better chances as another balloon floating by your window.
Exactly. Yeah, some Pennywise shit. Yeah.
Funny story, people. That happened to me. I was reviewing fucking It.
I remember.
One or whatever, and a fucking balloon just floated by.
I remember that.
It was a pink one, though. It wasn't red.
Still, that's fucking odd.
It's Long Beach, so maybe the gay community was after me. Shit. Maybe I made a joke or something like that, and they was just like, oh, we're coming for you. I was like, oh, shit. Because I wish I had that review still, because of the silence on that motherfucker. I just, the fuck was that? Mm-hmm. it stopped right there, too. That's
so weird. Which is even weirder.
I was like, why don't I want
to keep... That's exactly something the Pennywise balloon would do.
Yeah. Like, oh, shit. Somebody fucking with me now.
Yeah, it's Pennywise.
I was hoping it was Spirit Bomb Girl for a second, whatever. It was not. It was that damn clown. But once that clown found out I was an alcoholic, he was just like, I can't fuck with him.
She probably thought they were wasting helium or some shit. Yeah, so yeah, it probably wasn't.
That was the weirdest fucking thing ever happened to me, whatever. I looked out that window and I saw that fucking balloon. I was like, what the fuck? It was like that lost episode of Chappelle's Show, the gay Ku Klux Klan, and they was wearing the pink hoodie and shit. And he was just like,
I forgot about that.
He's like, we do our with a little bit more compassion. Like, we knock on their door, and he was like, hi, we're with the gay KKK. We was wondering, have you ever thought of just considering moving back to Africa?
Silly.
What if there is a gay KKK? Wouldn't that be some shit?
I'm sure they're out there.
Yeah, that's true. I mean,
I'm sure.
I would not be flabbergasted by anything that would come across me these days.
Yeah, no, I'm sure amongst all the masses of human beings on this planet, there's at least one out there.
I'd be like, ain't that a bitch? You hate us, but they hate you. Like, yeah. Yep. Yeah.
Hey, it's just like blacks and Latinos for Trump. Same thing.
That's true.
Same thing.
I got posters for that, so yeah.
Yeah.
So, we're going to get out of here now, people. We're done. I'm your Godfather Whiskey. I'm JB.
I am the Godfather of Craft Beer, Cody.
And like we always say, livers will never be the same.
And glasses will never be dry.